You know, I think we all run into people in our lives who say one thing but really mean another. I think there's a word for that. A hypocrite? Because of that, all rumors get started and can be pretty dangerous to somebody's reputation and integrity. Our Lord Jesus is quite well aware of what others are saying and professing to be believing about him. Well, he knows what's being said then, and he knows today what's being said about him. And so Jesus asks his disciples to share with him what they're hearing that's being said about him. Who do people say that he is? I just got to ask this. How do people come up with some of this stuff? I mean, then and now. You know, the disciples tell Jesus, well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others, that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. Really? I mean, really? If you think about it, well, these statements are not so far off with what's being said today about Jesus. Some people say, oh, he's a great teacher. Or, well, Jesus was a prophet, a preacher, and a healer. Or the one that really, really torts me and upsets me is this one. Jesus is just one of many ways to heaven, and not the only way. Jesus asked his disciples this question so that they would hear the stark contrast about those statements and the absolute truth which Peter would proclaim when Jesus asked them specifically, who do you say that I am? Luke's gospel gives us the short answer, with Peter saying simply, the Christ of God, which is the Messiah. Matthew, who was an eyewitness that day at Caesarea Philippi, recorded Peter is saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God, the living God. To those words, Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Peter would be a solid individual, a leader, whom Jesus would eventually rely on. But I am sorry to say this, and this might hurt a lot of people's feelings, he's certainly not the foundation of the church by any means. The statement of faith that Peter made when he announced Jesus to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God, that, my friends, is the rock, the foundation of truth that would be the basis and foundation of the church, a faith that endures. Please don't let this be misunderstood. Saying Jesus is a great teacher, or Jesus was a prophet, a healer, a preacher, or Jesus is one of many ways to heaven, but not the only way, or even that someone else is the way, the truth, and the life, poisons our foundation, weakening it to the point of collapse and rubble. I really have to confess, it's unnerving and unsettling when those statements come from within the Christian community itself. It dilutes and waters down the faith. It's absolutely deceitful and false, and it's straight from the father of lies. There comes a time when you get tired of hearing all those lies, when the truth must be told and the faith professed no matter what. It's time to proclaim the true identity of the church. We, as the body of Christ, can continue to ignore those poisons that are flowing through, or we can stand up, trusting in Almighty God for his provision, for his blessing, and for his strength in the days to come. Like Abraham, relying on the faith in him that somehow we will make it through. Somehow we will continue to proclaim the one true gospel of Jesus Christ as it has been handed down from the apostles and undiluted. As the apostle Paul encourages the church in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, take up the full armor of God that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Let each one of us be confident that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And let us together, boldly, with blessed assurance, profess the faith that endures. Well, let me ask you what you think. I got to tell you, in the 17 years that I have been ordained, every year, when this gospel, I have asked these questions. To you, is Jesus the Son of God, that God the Father proclaimed on the mountain, on Mount Hermon during the Transfiguration? Or is he someone else? Is Jesus the one who required the repentance of sin and then provided forgiveness? Or is he someone else? Is Jesus the one who sacrificed him on the hardwood of the cross, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life? Or is he someone else? Is Jesus someone who touched hearts and cured bodies and souls of people who have faith in him and still does today? Or is he someone else? Is Jesus someone who came to fulfill the law and the prophets? Or is he someone who turns a blind eye at the law that his father gave to Moses? Is Jesus someone who believes every word that is in the scriptures as written word of God? Or is he someone else? And finally, is Jesus someone who invites people to come to him and be transformed, never to be the same again, healed of affliction, disease, addictions, perversions, and sinful behavior? Or is he someone else who says, come to me and stay just as you are? Have fun and forget what my father said, because that was for another time. Find it heartbreaking that there are people who call themselves Christian today who cannot or will not attest to the fact of Jesus' true identity, that he is who God the Father says he is. They'll either give you the list of things that we've already gone into, or they might even say, well, he had great power that was used to lead us to our own divinity. I mean, really, our own divinity? There are no gods in here that I know of. And none of us are divine. One thing is clear. You either accept Jesus Christ as the only Son of God who died on the cross for the atonement of sins, or not. You believe in him and what the Bible says about him, or not. If you do believe in him, then you can call yourself a follower of Christ or a Christian. Otherwise, you're making up another religion altogether, and you're following a different God. I suggest to you that these people need to end their charade and either submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ or not. The truth is, you either believe what the Bible says or you don't. It's as plain and simple as that. If you don't believe what the Bible says, then start living whatever truth you do believe in and call yourself something other than a Christian. You need to know what's out there. The Apostle John warns us of this kind of deception with these words from 2 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. He writes, many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what you've worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. We as followers of Jesus Christ, like Abraham, believe in God the Father, who also believed that God sent his Son, Jesus, into the world so that, and I quote, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. We also believe that God sent his Holy Spirit, who, as Jesus told us in his words in John 14, 26, the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that I said to you. If we believe that much, then we also should accept and profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, seeking a deeper personal relationship with him through prayer and through spending time reading and listening to His holy word. And that's why, guys, I've given you that gift, that book today. And I pray that a year from now you'll tell me, boy, that was really a good thing. And then you can start it all over again. And I see we got a few extras in the back. So if there's somebody at home, a son or a brother who you feel, or even Alistair, that you need to have a copy yourself, then please take one until they run out. That's what they're there for, to touch hearts of men. Yeah, you can take one too, Peyton. Happy birthday. I think it's time. I often think of the words that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27. And I love to use these words during baptisms and weddings because they reflect the foundation that we need in order to exist. Jesus said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You see, if the foundation is faulty, then so is its future. If our faith, our belief in Jesus Christ and the words that He spoke to us is solid, as if built on the rock, then our future is undeniable. But if we waffle or waver, unsure of what we believe in, or if we even believe at all, then we're like the foolish person who built his house on the sand. The even worse situation is the person who begins with this solid foundation, but then sells out. Sells out to the world. Sells out to the popular thinking of the masses. You know, you believe what you want, and I'll believe what I want. We'll all be okay, because we're good people. My honest opinion, that kind of thinking is the poison that destroys. Faith is supposed to transform culture. But with a weak foundation, the opposite happens. The culture transforms the faith. Satan loves it that way. When the foundation weakens, it's easy for the devil to seep into the sand that remains. It's like that bumper sticker. Oh, I hate to see that when I pull up behind a car that says, coexist, with all the symbols. Sorry, I'm letting my Christianity come out. Well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do? I so want to honk at them, but hey, what can I say? Today, as we celebrate and worship our Holy Eucharist, on this Father's Day, let us thank God the Father for the gift of His Son and His sacrifice, for the gift of His Word, and let our real identity reflect who we truly are. Let our identity reflect who we truly are, who we truly love, and what we truly believe. Only the Holy Spirit can help us to be who we say we are, and to show the world that we have Jesus in our hearts, reflecting the image of God the Father through our love and belief in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.